Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and we continue our exploration of healing with the sacred elements of nature. Tonight, we explore healing with sacred fire. In addition to doing this podcast, we're continuing our exploration of the elements and live streaming on my Facebook Live page. So if you're listening to the podcast but you want a visual, you can go to the Selena Fox Updates page. We're live streaming on Facebook Live. And for everybody that tunes in later, either to the podcast on CSNP, which is Circle Sanctuary's Internet Radio Network, Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, and those who are tuning in to the live stream later when it's archived on my Facebook page, I welcome you as well as everybody that's connecting live. Healing with sacred fire. Let us join together and honor sacred fire. Powers of flame, powers of fire, powers of lightning flash, powers of sun, powers of imagination, powers of energy, sacred fire, be in us and with us, guide our healing. We honor fire spirits. We honor the divine as fire. We honor fire divinities, fire goddesses and gods, and fire creatures and fire, other forms of life, plants associated with fire, and all dimensions of fire in sacred ways. Tonight, we're going to take a look at some different ways of connecting with sacred fire and doing healing work, healing for ourselves, healing for our loved ones, healing for communities and groups that we are part of, healing for the planet. Those of you who are listening audio or audio and video, I invite you to either get a candle and a way to light it in a candle holder, or to imagine one. One of the real powerful ways of working with sacred fire is in the form of sacred flame. And as you all gather a candle and a lighter, I will share some techniques for working with sacred flame. Indeed, early on in my priestess life, I was a candle maker. I was part of an arts co-op in the 1970s in Madison, Wisconsin. I handcrafted candles as well as did candles of different colors and shapes and sizes with molds. And as a result of my work as a candle maker and a candle artist, I came to deepen my understanding of how candles burn, the different types of wax that can be used for candles, and some good fire safety methods. So one of the things, if you're going to be working with sacred fire in the form of sacred flame and a candle, is to not only have a holder that can hold your candle securely, but that you also have some means of trimming the wick. Now, that's especially important when you have a large candle and you've burned it for a few hours. The wick sometimes gets a piece of charcoal on top, so when you rekindle it, it can flare up, and that can really cause your candle to burn unevenly. So if you're really working on having some candle rites and candle meditations for healing, really good idea to have the candles burn in a good way. So all you essentially have to do is trim the bit of wick off, usually down to a quarter inch, and then have some kind of container where you can put the remnant. And that also goes for smaller candles, such as tea lights, as well as small tapers and large tapers. Some people like to just clip right over the container where the bits of wick go. Some people like to work with special scissors like I have here, which are long-nosed scissors that can go into tall candles or ones that are more accessible. And these have their tip curved, so that helps catch the unneeded wick part that you cut off. Something else I'd like to share about sacred flame for healing is what's called the power of healing in the wick of a candle. Some sacred fires are lit, and candles are lit from those sacred fires with the intention of taking the power of that sacred place and that sacred flame and to take it out into the world. Probably the most well-known of these techniques of carrying the flame in a wick has to do with the keepers of Brigit fire. Brigit, the Celtic goddess of inspiration, healing, smithcraft, she has a lot of different forms, but one of the ways that people have honored her for centuries, not only in the contemporary time and the Christian era, but in pre-Christian pagan times, has been through sacred flame. And some people make pilgrimage to places that keep an eternal flame burning in honor of Brigit. Now, Brigit is the goddess of fire that many people from a Celtic path would be honoring. Some people who are working with Roman religion, classical Rome religion from the pagan past, will actually work with Vesta, who is a hearth goddess. And in fact, as you go across different cultures and spiritual traditions, chances are you're going to encounter some divinity or divinities that are connected with fire, that are connected with a hearth, an eternal flame. I have here a candle that is a candle that has been kindled from a candle that was kindled from Brigit's sacred flame in Kildare, Ireland. And I am going to kindle this candle, and I invite you all who are doing actual candle lighting as part of this podcast workshop to also kindle a candle. Now I've transferred the power of Brigid Fire to this, and I usually extinguish. Some people use a candle snuffer. I'm old school. I burn them. I blow them out. Probably coming from that birthday candle ritual that I learned very early growing up. So now I have a Brigid healing candle. It's a small taper. And I'm going to kindle several candles here. I'm going to kindle this candle, which is what I call my memorial candle. And I'm kindling this candle for a craft elder who passed recently. His name, Friedrich Lamann from Austria. And I'm going to kindle this candle, which is a large green container candle, with the fire from this Brigid taper. And now I have Brigid fire and a healing candle and a memorial candle. And I invite you to kindle your candle, and as you do so, experience yourself joining with others that are honoring sacred fire and sacred flame. Candle lighting has been part of healing ceremonies in many traditions through the ages. In addition to divinities having shrines where people keep a candle or some kind of hearth fire burning continuously, many people keep some type of home altar, and when they use the home altar, they activate it by kindling one or more candles. Some people will kindle a candle for each form of divinity that they are honoring. And some people will kindle a single candle as a symbol of the fire element. Some people will kindle a candle representing community or spiritual tradition. Some may kindle a candle for the ancestors. Indeed, some people doing healing rituals will kindle a candle associated with an elemental force, and in some Wiccan and other pagan traditions, elemental forces connected with the sacred directions of a circle, kindling a green candle for north, earth, a yellow candle for air, east, a red candle for fire, south, a blue candle for water, west, a white or rainbow candle for center spirit. Different traditions have different ways of creating sacred space. Some people will do candle rituals for healing for others. And one way of doing that is to have a candle, and I've been holding up this green healing candle that represents sacred fire of healing power, and then we'll speak the name or write the names of those in need of healing on a piece of paper, or what I like is a 3x5 card that I then fold and set next to the candle. And as I write names down, I speak those names and see the fire of the candle representing healing power going to each of those who have a name that's spoken and or represented in writing. Some people will kindle a candle and burn it for a few minutes every night. as part of a way of bringing healing to oneself or to others. Those are just a few of some healing flame rituals that you might find helpful as you explore the fire of flame. In addition to fire of flame, there is fire of hearth. And indeed, if you are in a place that actually has an actual hearth where you can burn wood, other natural materials for kindling a hearth fire, then that itself can be a place of healing. And you can use chants and visualizations at the hearth fire. I'm in a home in southwestern Wisconsin, USA. I live in a forest, and one of the ways that we heat our place is with a hearth fire. So we actually have a working hearth, and that is one of the ways that we not only have light, but have the warmth from that. Most people, though, do not live in a rural location with an actual fireplace. I mean, some people are suburban and city dwellers and have some kind of fireplace, but often those fireplaces are some kind of propane, some kind of gas, which can be perfectly fine for doing healing fire rituals. But a good way to do a hearth is to create your own kind of hearth fire with a candle. And I have an example of that here. I have a red candle in a jar that I placed in a cauldron. And the cauldron itself is a ritual tool that can be linked with a variety of different elements and rituals. I like having a hearth fire with a cauldron because it gives extra protection when burning fire on an altar, and it represents a focal point, a kind of hearth. You might be in a place where you really can't be burning actual flames, so I want to also encourage some other ways of having the fire of flame and of hearth. And there are a variety of different types of battery-operated candles. I have three votive battery-operated candles in this candle holder, this little candelabra. And one of the great things about battery-operated fire to serve as a hearth is that you can leave that burning unattended more safely than if you have an actual living flame. I recommend that if you're using an actual living flame as a hearth, as a healing focus, that you make sure that you extinguish the flame and let it be in its wick when you are not physically present. Be a much safer piece. I have a hearth fire with glass doors, so I sometimes will take a candle and light it, and then if I need to be gone for a while, I actually put it in the fire box because it'll be safe there. So I talk a lot about fire safety, but part of the reason for doing so is when you work with the fire element, fire can be exuberant and unpredictable. So it's really important that you do good fire safety as part of working with healing with sacred fire. I have a chant to share with you, and I invite you to consider the candle that you have before you physically or in your imagination as your heart, as a fire for healing and well-being, for protection and blessing for your home. Hearth fire. Physical need or mental, emotional, social, spiritual, energetic
It might be a healing request for the planet or for some social issue, but writing out a request and then casting that into the fire. Now, traditions vary according to whether one speaks the name of what one is directing the healing prayer towards, or whether that's done silently or through the imagination as one is casting forth the fire. I've done a variety of versions of this. We do a full moon circle every month as part of our celebrations with Circle Sanctuary. And yes, during the pandemic, we've gone online with that. In fact, our fire keeper, Richard, kindles a candle to serve as our moon fire for our full moon circle. And we have worked with that transforming part of the fire, not only for cleansing, but for energizing, for soothing and nurturing. Bonfires can also be healing in some other ways. Having a bonfire in which one sits and gazes into the fire for a meditative focus on healing. So while flames can be very intense, it can be soothing and can serve as a powerful meditative focus. Indeed, those of you who have hearth-fired candles might take a few moments now and just gaze into the fire. Be one with the fire, or if you're using the fire of imagination, imagine that you are before a hearth fire. Be one with the fire. Spiritually join with it. And then listen. Pay attention to what rises up in your consciousness as you do this. Reflect on that. A hearth fire can be linked with a particular divinity. I mentioned Bridget, and indeed, Bridget is a goddess that I've worked with in a variety of different ways. Bridget flame, shining bright, bless us with your healing light. Bridget flames, shining bright, bless us with your healing light. Bridget flames, shining bright, bless us with your healing light. And spend a few moments connecting with flame as a healing divinity. It could be Bridget, or if you have another form of the divine that you associate with fire that is more aligned with you, you can work with that. Just spend a few moments to dedicate a fire to a healing fire divinity. Feel the magic of that fire flowing into you and around you, centering you, deepening your connection with the divine. Relax. Energizing you if that is what you have need for. Feel safe and protected nurtured the lumen. We give thanks. So we've talked about some ways of working with the power of sacred fire as flame. I'd like to also share with you fire of a different kind. The fire that you will find in that larger realm of nature of which we are a part. The lightning flash. Electricity, humankind has harnessed that to light our homes, to heat our homes, to aid us in daily life. Wildfire, now intentionally set and controlled burn, wildfire is something that's been done across cultures in different parts of the world. Indeed, a number of Native American tribal people, including some in Wisconsin, would set a prairie fire, but not just let it wild, go wild, but would intentionally set it to enhance the health and well-being of a prairie. In some parts of the U.S., in particular out west, there's what's known as fire season, where it's so dry and that there's so much dry vegetation around that wildfires can start up. And while they're natural processes, they can be very destructive. And so people have used fire to fight fire and to help people in those ways. So with wildfire, we need to take the lesson of wildfire and recognize that wildfire has a healing dimension, but we need to practice fire safety and not be a human cause of the wildfire, and pay our respects to those firefighters that work to not only keep humans and their habitats safe, but ecosystems, including creatures. In addition to working with lightning flash, sources of energy, including electricity and wildfires, we have the sacred sun. And the sun is a great fiery orb. It brings us light. It brings us warmth. It nurtures us. And so I think it's really important to find ways of working with the sacred sun for healing. One of the things that I have used, the fire of sacred sun, for healing meditations, not only for self, but I do one-on-one phone consultations, video Zoom consultations with clients. They get pre-set up in advance, pre-scheduled, prepaid. What I use with a solar fire healing meditation, I'm going to guide a form of that right now, is that the sun itself can lift our spirits, improve our mood, and really help bring greater sense of happiness and well-being. Indeed, during the pandemic, part of what's been really difficult, especially for people that need to stay quarantined because of their age or their underlying health conditions. You know, being in the same place day after day, week after week, month after month, until a vaccine is developed and good treatments are developed, that can really seem to be a hard thing. So part of doing this series of Healing with Sacred Elements, I will say, has been inspired by taking some basic ritual and meditative practices and to share them widely to help people, whether you're staying at home all the time or not, to help with the mental health dimension of all of that. So if you would like to take part in my Healing Sunfire meditation, I invite you to find a comfortable place to sit, remove the distractions. If you have some other stuff going on, if you can lower the volume or shut the door to the room that you're in. And find a comfortable place to sit or lay down. A place where you can hear my voice. A place where you feel that you can safely relax for a few minutes. It's not a long meditation. And then once you've settled into that place, take some deep, slow breaths to relax yourself. And if it feels right to do so, and you're in the right circumstances, I invite you to close your eyes or to imagine that your eyes are closed. And then to use your imagination to envision a beautiful image of the sun as a golden disc above you. Rays of light come from the sun around you, and a ray of light comes right to the top of your head. Take that sunlight into yourself, into your whole body, and let yourself glow with it. Take in the sunlight, and as you do, feel the power of that solar light, that solar warmth, that solar fire being in you and around you. And in a way that works for you, call to mind one or more happy occasions, calling to mind memories of yourself, happy with life, being well, having bliss. Continue to experience the ray of light coming down into you, flowing in you and around you, experiencing it as pulsing in waves of light. And then, in a way that works for you and your own inclination and imagination, I invite you to draw the sun itself into your being, the spiritual healing dimensions of solar fire. So that ray of light now comes into you, drawing the whole orb of light. Experience yourself as the sun, that you not only are receiving this, but you are emanating the light all around you. You are sharing the radiance of well-being. You're radiating hope, resilience, joy, balance, vitality, abundance, well-being, love. Be with this for a few moments. Then, as you feel ready to do so, give thanks to the solar fire, to the solar orb, knowing that you can work with this approach to communing with the sacred sun as part of personal healing work. Giving thanks to the sacred sun, the sacred solar fire, the light, the warmth. And as you give thanks, carry with you the memory and the afterglow of doing this meditation. And I invite you to make some notes to yourself now or later. And if you're in the Facebook live stream, which will eventually, hopefully, end up on YouTube or the YouTube archive at Selena Fox, I invite you to share feedback about your work with Sun for uplifting your spirit. Sacred Sun, we give thanks to you and your fire. Continue to inspire us and guide us as we explore healing with sacred flames. So mote it be. So there's another type of sacred fire I want to share with you, and that's the fire of energy, rhythms, and sounds. One great way of working with sacred fire for healing is to have some kind of shaker or rattle. Now, I have been collecting rattles and working with them in rituals and meditations for many, many years. And I brought a few of my rattles here to demonstrate that there's diversity. Why are there so many different types of rattles? Part of it depends on where they're crafted. Part of it depends on the practitioner and what is most aligned with that practitioner. And I actually literally have rattles from around the world. The system that I use is an old instrument that has its origins in ancient Egypt and some other parts of Africa. I sometimes call it tambourine on a stick. The other shakers I've brought have pebbles, crystals, seeds, or some other objects in a chamber on a stick, and then that stick shakes that chamber and the rhythm-making items to create a variety of sounds. So, a shaker that I got from Antigua back in the late 1980s. Very loud sound in this particular shaker. From a fair trade store that handles things from South America, including Peru. Lots of different shapes are on this particular shaker, which is made from a gourd, and it's decorated, and some items have been inserted. A rattle that belonged to my longtime friend, Gloria Villanova, who was part of Circle Sanctuary for many years, Circle Sanctuary minister, and probably the first pagan, open pagan, delegate for a national presidential convention. Gloria, I honor you, and this is a rattle she gave to me. She has crossed over many years ago, and some of her ashes are at Circle Cemetery. She worked with a number of different indigenous traditions from the Americas. Her own roots were Mexico, but part of her training included some tribal ways, First People ways from the plains in the U.S. So I shake this rattle in her honor and to demonstrate yet another form of shaker, wooden handle, and a rawhide top with things inside. From Mexico, La Maraca. India, some crystals inside this one. From Africa, three gourds on a stick each with some small metal shaking objects in them. And you can make your own kind of rattle from a gourd. Someone made this, and you can tell each of these has a different sound. So one of the things that you can do, and I've used Gloria's rattle since it was passed on to me in a lot of different healing ceremonies, is with a shaker is to make a rhythm. The rhythm can be soothing. The rhythm can be dispelling. The rhythm can be energizing. So intention and method of working with the shaker, letting the fire of that rhythm flow within you and around you. So in addition to the fire of rhythm, the fire of flame, the fire of weather, and the fire of sun, there is the fire of will. Developing your own ability to focus your attention and your intention and to persevere and to get things done. The fire of will that is resilience. The fire of will that's determination. The fire of will that carries you through even when things seem very challenging. This fire can be developed through meditation, being able to still yourself, develop your intention and focus on a particular thing. It might be a word, a phrase, a concept, and then holding that in your mind for a time. And then imagining yourself with that energy, growing in it, expressing it, having it resonate deep within you. And some people find it helpful before they begin their day to do a fire of will, focus, to call to mind things that one plans to do for the day, and then to feel that one's a living flame, energized with enthusiasm and stamina and vitality. Make things happen. And I also want to share some more with you about another kind of sacred fire, the sacred fire of imagination. So for this, I invite you to join me in another short meditation if you are in a place that you are able to do so. If you have a candle that you've actually kindled, I invite you to look at that flame to remind you of the vibrancy of fire and the power of flame. Or to call that up in your mind. The fire of imagination is sometimes called fire in the head. The inspiration that comes, the enthusiasm, the creative expression that can come. So I invite you in the next few moments of quiet to call on sacred fire for inspiration. Specific inspiration for some aspect of your life, of yourself, that you would like to experience more healing or more well-being. Call that to mind in the next few moments of quiet. As I make a soft sound, calling that healing focus, that focus of well-being, to mind. And now closing your eyes, relaxing yourself, imagine that you have a crown with flames rising up, not burning you. These are flames of creative inspiration, a crown of light. Sacred fire, come, inspire. Sacred fire, come, inspire. Sacred fire, come, inspire. Sacred fire, come, inspire. Sacred fire, heal, inspire. Sacred fire, heal. Sacred fire, heal, inspire. And imagine yourself now glowing with that beautiful healing light. The flames, your crown now, have reached out and you are in a beautiful shimmering ball of radiant light, with light moving back and forth and around as a candle flame would. Connect with your fire of imagination, of creativity, of well-being. Let a word, a phrase, a symbol come to you that is a message to aid you, your own healing journey, your own journey of well-being. And in your mind's eye, imagine yourself moving around your home environment, glowing with the radiance, fire in the head, of creative fire, of healing fire. As you imagine yourself moving around your home environment, find a place where you can sit and be for a few moments. And then give thanks to the fire of imagination. And if it feels right to do so, invite the sacred fire of creativity,
of inspiration to continue to be part of your day-to-day life, to guide you in healing dreams and meditations and flashes of insights and daydreams in a way that's right for you as you journey through life. And then give thanks to the fire of imagination, and give thanks to all the other forms of sacred fire that we have worked with in this Healing with Sacred Fire workshop. And as you return to a more waking state, I invite you to make some notes to yourself mentally, or if you can, actually write some things down. Or if you wish, you can put them in the chat, in the Facebook Live. And one of the real powerful things about writing down messages from spiritual experiences, it not only helps you remember them, but it helps the process of integrating guidance into your life, and it's something that you can reflect on later and get additional insight with. I give thanks to everyone who's listened live, who'll be listening later, who watched and listened live, or who will watch and listen later in various social media platforms. Thank you all. I invite you to continue your journey on healing and wellness with sacred fire in ways that work for you, and to also recognize that each of the elements has its own kind of gifts for healing and wellness. Powers of the sacred fire, we call to you, we honor you, we thank you. Powers of the sacred fire, we call to you, we honor you, we thank you. Powers of the sacred fire, we call to you, we honor you, we thank you. As we work with sacred fire and with other elements, may we find good ways to deepen our connection with the divine, whatever our path or paths of religion, spirituality, philosophy, ways of being. And may we also recognize, as we grow in our own healing and well-being, that we also can be part of the healing and well-being of humankind and of the greater circle of nature of which we are all part. So mote it be. I give thanks to the sacred fire and all these various forms that we've worked with. And though it comes time to extinguish these flames, we carry that light within us, in our memories, and in our understanding. Blessed be. Thank you all for joining. Thanks to our CSNP team, David and Jeanette Ewing, that do the engineering and management for our network, and for Laura and Deborah and Casey, will also do podcasting and networking. I want to give thanks to everybody who's part of the Circle Sanctuary community and invite all of you to learn more about Circle Sanctuary at our website, circlesanctuary.org. We invite you to not only connect with these podcasts on Wednesday night, but we have podcasts on many nights of the week during the course of the month. So you can check out CSN podcast on Facebook, and you can check out our CSNP page at the Circle Sanctuary website. For information about past episodes of the various podcasts, yes, they're archived, so you can go back and listen at other times, and upcoming events. Also invite you to connect with us on social media. And you can connect with me at Selena Fox Updates on Facebook, Circle Sanctuary at Circle Sanctuary Community on Facebook. You can connect with us on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube. Thank you all for being part of our time together. And many blessings. Good night.
Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. water my blood, air my breath, and fire my spirit.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.